Rodeo grounds typically sound like this. But what about this? Parsons Stadium in Springdale, home to Rodeo in the Ozarks, was the host of the Monster Truck Racing Super Series the final weekend of May. And this weekend, the same trucks will be taking over K. Rogers Park in Fort Smith Friday and Saturday evenings. While the group was in Springdale, I visited as organizers were setting up the racetrack and as Monster Truck drivers were preparing for the weekend of competition and show.
I didn't really want to do Monster Trucks in the beginning. I wanted to build off-road vehicles, and but since the autonomy kind of went down, nobody wants to spend very much money on play toys, so I got forced into doing this, and we love every minute of it.
That's 30-year-old Monster Truck driver Devin Jones. He's been driving one for 8 years. He and his father started off racing pro arena trucks, smaller versions of monster trucks. Devin first purchased a used monster truck, but it quickly no longer met his needs. So he and his father built his current truck, Barbarian.
Here we are. I mean, we've been to the World Finals in Las Vegas, did great out there, got eighth out of, I think, 32 trucks in the main field, and did our first ever backflip. So, I mean, we're stepping our game up, winning a lot of championships, and keep rolling with it.
The body of the truck is a 2010 Ford Super Duty pickup, with many additions and modifications. So what exactly makes a truck a monster truck?
Well, right off the bat, it's just the big tires. I mean, they're over 6 foot tall and weigh about 700 pounds apiece. They're just massive. If you stand up next to it, it's about as tall as about anybody out there. And it's so massive a truck. It weighs about 10,000 pounds, so it can crush anything that's in a way. And then about 1,500 horse. So your normal car has 300 horse. We're five times that.
The Barbarian is just that, uncivilized and feisty. Painted blue and red, complete with a picture of a barbarian and flames. A competition usually begins with a wheelie contest. Devin says the object is to get the truck straight vertical. Then do something like a slack willy to impress the crowd. Side-by-side racing is next, followed by a freestyle portion. He says Barbarian really likes to do a trick called the slack willy.
I can usually do them in pretty small areas where a lot of guys have to have a big wide open area. So that's mainly my trick, but I like going huge air, and it just, whatever the, I feed off the crowd, and if they're sitting there getting loud for me, we're going to keep going. The slap willy, you just have to kind of use the either a dirt heel, and it's just timing. It's pretty much like hitting a bump on a bicycle. If you hit the front tire and it just pops it up, and you just keep riding it out, and then you finally let it down after you touch the back bar.
As one can imagine, the monster trucks take a lot of abuse. This one is just 2 years old. It might run in a competition 10 minutes a week, but the maintenance time can be up to 40 hours a week. As an owner, operator, and driver, he says the upkeep is like another job. Devin is also responsible for hauling Barbarian across the country to the 45 shows they participate in each year. To do so, he has a large tractor-trailer truck painted a bright purple. This is also where he calls home. It has a living space, room to carry his truck and its large tires, a personal car for getting around in towns, and a working mobile shop, complete with welding equipment. Anything and everything needed to fix Barbarian. The cab of Barbarian is stripped down to bare bones.
It's made actually for me. The seat's made for me. It's a NASCAR style seat. That way it's all protected. It's just a lot of tubing, because I mean, if you roll over in one of these trucks, it is 10,000 pounds, and sometimes we'll be 20 foot up in air when we land. So it's all safety for us. It's safety for the crowd.
The only radio is a kill radio that track officials can use to shut the truck off in case of emergency. There are strict safety rules imposed by the Monster Truck Racing Association. When driving, Devin dons a multi-piece fire suit and helmet that meet NASCAR ratings. Concentration and a steady hand must be helpful in driving, but Devin says a good monster truck driver also has a level head.
some guys go out there, and if they lose, they just get so hot and they just kind of get frustrated, then everything can go downhill from there. So nobody can really rile me up. I love winning, but I also love the crowd being entertained. So even if I win, if I lose, we're still sitting out there doing the best we can for the crowd.
In his 8 years, there have only been a few moments that he's been really scared. He says he once came close to hitting a building. But he says being frightened just comes with the territory when you are seeking air in a large truck at 45 shows a year. Last year, he recalls doing 6 venues in 9 days. This is the busy season with summer and fall events and fairs. He's also been out of the country, to Moscow and other parts of Europe and to Puerto Rico. Though the sport is typically American, he says he has seen arenas jam-packed with up to 30,000 people in Moscow. Barbarian traveled to Russia in a container on an ocean liner, taking about 3 weeks to get there and 3 to get back. In this area, Devin is a bit of a hometown favorite as he grew up in Miami, Oklahoma. He drove a show there just last weekend and is expected again to be the favorite this weekend in Fort Smith. Because the alleyway leading into many an arena is intended for horses and bulls, the trucks must drive in on their small tires, the large ones being brought in by forklift. Once the tires are changed, the trucks call Parsons Arena or K. Rogers Park home for the weekend. Brad Darnell is with Monster Events Incorporated, a company that organizes events like this. He coordinates the drivers of the 6 Monster trucks, 12 Pro Arena trucks, and Freestyle Motocross. Brad has been in the business for over 30 years. The sport began in the 1970s with trucks like Bigfoot, though he says a monster truck show has changed much over the years.
Back in the day, just for a truck to climb onto cars, it was a real slow deal and really kind of boring. Now, if you see one of those old videos from where monster trucks started, and now it's progressed to these are fast. Now these trucks are so state-of-the-art and so advanced technologically that they can hit the cars at 25, 30 miles an hour and jump, you know, hundreds of feet.
Brad arrives to every show a few days early to set up the courses and prep cars. Typical to many monster truck competitions, there are cars, piles of old cars for the trucks to mount, run over, or jump. The vehicles are acquired locally through USA Metal Recycling. Destined for the crusher, the monster trucks just help them out a bit.
What we look for are big, nice cars, like the Cadillacs are good cars. They come in with glass in them, and the rodeo grounds, that's special sandy dirt. So we have to prep the cars, take all the glass out, take the headlights out, and so on, so that we don't leave any glass in the arena from the trucks running over them. So we got them out here and we're prepping them, taking all the glass out and getting them ready to go in the arena.
Cars are an integral part of the course. There are 2 stacks of 5 cars each, plus the car van car stack.
The trucks will run side by side racing over that. They'll also do a chase course, which one starts on one stack and the other on the other directly opposite. They'll run opposite directions like a chase. We call that Chicago style racing. And then there'll be a car and then a van and a car. We call it the car van car stack, and that's basically just for freestyle.
The freestyle portion takes place at the end of the show and is the most popular with the viewers. The drivers get 90 to 120 seconds to do whatever they want to do, like going backwards over the cars, popping wheelies, or flipping their trucks. There are judges in the stands that will judge their freestyle performance. The judges for the Springdale competition were members of the community who entered a contest and won the opportunity to take part in this way. Before the Friday evening show, they partook in a training session to learn what to look for. Before the show, attendees have the chance to ride in a monster truck. The Mighty Monster Bus gives a squirrely ride for $10. On Friday evenings, there's a free pit party. Shows begin at 7:30, but from 6 to 7, people are let out onto the arena floor and given the opportunity to walk up to the trucks, visit with the drivers, and take pictures. For more information, search Monster Truck Racing Super Series on Facebook. To see pictures or watch videos of Barbarian and Devin Jones, visit barbarian4x4.com. This is Ozarks at Large.